The American pharmaceutical company Novavax has released results about the efficacy of its vaccine, claiming it's 95% effective against the original version of COVID-19. But it's less effective against the fast-spreading variant of the virus that's now become dominant in South Africa. The Australian government has a contract with Novavax, and its vaccine forms part of the government's plans for mass vaccination here. Professor Rainer McIntyre is the head of the biosecurity program at the University of New South Wales. She says the Novavax vaccine shows great promise, but like the others, it may need to be updated to suit the mutations.
It's actually against the old strain of SARS-CoV-2 that was dominant in the world for most of last year. It was actually 95% effective against preventing symptomatic illness, but less so against the new UK variant strain. It was 85% against that. But then when you put that together for the UK overall, it was 89%, which is good, and that's better than the AstraZeneca vaccine. However, in South Africa, which has a different mutant of concern that's arisen, which actually has more mutations than the UK variant, it's got three as opposed to just one, the efficacy was a lot less against symptomatic infection. It was 60% overall if you excluded people with HIV, but if you included the HIV patients, it was 49%. And that's because the dominant strain in South Africa was this B11351 variant, which is the mutant.
So as Australian health authorities are putting together their plans for acquiring and rolling out the Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines, what should they do about this information to do with Novavax?
Well, I understand Novavax is modifying their vaccine to be effective against these mutant variants. So, you know, I would assume the government is looking at making sure that we get those updated vaccines. But this vaccine overall does look more effective than the AstraZeneca vaccine. And I think we'd like to see data on how effective the AstraZeneca and Pfizer vaccines are against these mutant variants, because it's very likely that as we proceed through this year, those are going to become the dominant strain. So the other less infectious strain is going to just fade away, just like the original Wuhan strain did. So that original Wuhan strain was replaced by the strain that circulated through most of 2020. And then these new strains are looking like they will also become dominant. For example, a third variant that's arisen in Brazil is really the dominant strain there. And in the UK, that variant there is also the dominant strain.
How quickly could a company like Novavax update its vaccine to account for these variants? Does it give you a leg up to already have a vaccine on the table?
Yes, it does. You just have to change the target, the antigenic target. And I know that with the mRNA vaccines, apparently it can be done in about 6 weeks. It may take a bit longer with more traditional vaccine technologies, but it shouldn't be, you know, it won't be a year. It'll be a much shorter period of time.
It's been a big week for developments and announcements in Australia and globally on the vaccine front. Are you confident that we'll be rolling up our sleeves as promised by the end of February, early March?
Well, as far as I understand, the production of the AstraZeneca vaccine has commenced in Australia. There have been some problems with the EU releasing vaccines. So that's going to obviously globally impact vaccine supplies of any vaccines coming from Europe. And I don't know exactly how that's going to play out here. So supply will always be an issue, but we're very fortunate to have domestic vaccine manufacturing capacity at CSL.
On that domestic front, is there anything that could interrupt the CSL timetable for delivery?
Well, I guess if the AstraZeneca vaccine has to be modified to be targeted to these mutant strains, that could delay things. But I'm really not sure whether that's on the cards.
Professor Rainer McIntyre is the head of the biosecurity program at the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales.